share today, and everybody's in a friendly mood.
Yeah.
Great.
I still be in Orange County.
they told me Orange County was self-sufficient in their system out there. That's something we ought to look at.
They told you what?
They said they pays for itself. Maybe that was after
two more. What else did they
tell you? Who'd you talk to in Orange County? I can tell you some distance.
Well, you did go back. Well, okay, Mr. Malansky, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much. Good morning. First item, I want to introduce a member of my staff, Cynthia Jackals. She is the architect of the ATM program, which is underway and has been very financially successful for us. And the next issue is we view as a continuation of the effort started by the ATM program.
Thank you. I'm fortunate to be able to work on these creative ideas, and hopefully you'll all think they're creative as well. We're proposing a retail program as a demonstration program in 12 stations. And we picked a representative sample of the area. On the slide, you'll see the list of stations on the next slide. Spread out evenly among the jurisdictions with different ridership levels. And neighborhood types also. We have urban stations, suburban and end-of-line stations. And many of the end-of-line stations don't have any retail nearby, so we believe that that might be a good location for us. We won't have any competition around us. Next slide. But due to space constraints at our Metro L stations, and to assure appropriate space for passenger flow and not to disturb advertising panels, we coordinated with operating departments on selecting locations. Sites were chosen in some free areas of mezzanines, outside by the kiss and ride areas, by some bus stops, and in the College Park garage, where an area was set aside when the garage was built for retail on the first floor. We did find some significant space in paid areas of some of the stations that will offer larger sites and services to transferring passengers. We responded to the level of concerns about the level of construction at Silver Spring Station. That was originally a site chosen, but due to the new transit center, it's determined that we shouldn't put in any retail there until phase two because there'd be too much queuing. So we quickly chose Glenmont as a replacement site in order to service that area. We believe if the program is successful, we'll add additional site locations. Next slide, please. The licensee selection criteria. This is intended as a revenue generation program, so the first criterion to be considered would be the revenue to WMATA. We'll look at the range and creativity of the proposed uses. There's all different kinds of ideas. Maybe different stations would be good for some ideas and not others. We chose not to dictate structural design, but worked with WMATA's architect and police department to come up with design standards for appearance and to ensure security of the structures. You'll see, we won't switch back, but I know all of you received in your package the slide, which showed just some different ideas. There's multitude of ideas of kiosks. Important is the business experience and financial resources to cover all costs of structures, the installation and the operation costs. And the RFP were requiring a day-to-day operations plan to see how one would operate, hours, and how they would just conduct day-to-day business. Also, one of the criteria to select licensees is proposers' plan to provide opportunities for local small businesses and disadvantaged business enterprises. As far as proposed uses, most other transit agencies in the U.S. operate successful retail programs with all types of uses. The goal of this program is intended to generate new revenues for the authority, and the solicitation is intended to determine the most potential for WMATA in the marketplace. Currently, food is sold adjacent to stations at Roslyn, L'Enfant Plaza, Crystal City, Farragut North, Farragut West, as well as many others that you all know. And with new development, more restaurants and food vendors are likely to appear around us. We take no position on food versus non-food uses at this time, and the RFP makes it clear that food and beverage cannot be sold at the present time. Staff will recommend the best proposals to the board for approval, and if there is significant revenue difference for food versus non-food uses, we will present those proposals to the board for its consideration. Part of this package is to amend the resolution, amend the use regulations, and it's a resolution. As part of the package, the board is requested to amend the regulation concerning the use by others of WMATA property to allow for retail uses in both free and paid areas of Metrorail stations, subject to board approval of all specific uses.
Mr. Litton?
Well, I don't know if most transit agencies provide. I'd say some. So I would qualify that. But let me also say that this presents interesting opportunities, but also some interesting challenges. Sometimes, it's, you know, you ask the question, but you kind of know what the answer is going to be. If you ask vendors if, in fact, they will provide an opportunity for what would be the financial implication if they were to provide food, I'm sure the answer is going to be that WMATA will get more revenues. So I think that's going to be your answer. You know that now. The question is whether or not we're prepared to change our policies on food, if that's a likely answer. And I hear the answer. I hear the information about what's adjacent to our system. Well, I do know, since I used to go down when I lived in Virginia and went to eat at what's the major gallery there?
Here at which station?
No, shopping mall in
Alston, and there's Fashion Center. I mean,
Fashion Center.
Pentagon
City. I also knew that was one of the biggest interfaces where there were challenges with people bringing food onto the system. So that is an issue. It's a conflict with our policies, a conflict for our police department. So I think we need to think about that being part of this proposal, even asking the question. I think you're going to bring the board with an issue that we're going to have to deal with, and that issue is going to be whether or not we're going to change our policies on food, or we're going to create more challenges for our police department in monitoring that issue. So you think you had problems with candy bars before? You're now bringing them on,
Mr. Zimmerman.
But I thought I heard it said that what was being proposed would not include.
No, we what we're proposing is that they submit non-food proposals, and to get a sense of if there were food proposals, what would be the additional, if any, revenue implication of a food offering of some sort.
Okay, in that case, then this question makes sense to me. You know the answer, more money, and is there any chance that would change your mind about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I guess if there's a high enough price. But if we don't think so, then why don't we just go ahead with something that, you know, says, well, maybe we'll relook at food at some time in the future, but right now, since we're dipping into this the first time, why don't we see what we can get without crossing that particular threshold, which would be my suggestion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Mr. Graham?
Yes, thank you very much. I'm pleased to see this, and I'm prepared to go perhaps further than some people are, but if you have a suggestion, specific suggestion, Columbia Heights is going to be, they're going to have 700,000 square feet of retail on the station. I would like to suggest that we take Columbia Heights out of this and put in Petworth, Georgia Avenue, where we still have a low amount of retail. And that would be, I think, I mean, I'm open to adding Petworth. I don't need to take Columbia Heights out, but I think there's going to be every conceivable. I mean, Columbia Heights is going to be like Pentagon City in the next 2 years. Or so.
The stations were chosen in part based on ridership as well as the available space.
You'd have to look at available space to see if we can do it.
What do you think?
I think that is a good suggestion. I think you should look at Petworth, and it does seem to be a fair amount of space there.
I think there is. I'm yeah. Very distinctly. There's right. Quite a lot of space. I mean, I don't think the ridership is it's probably the lowest of the ones on here, but it's, I hope we'll accommodate it. Is it all right, Mr. Chairman?
It's fine with me. Do we want to amend it to include it?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know whether.
We don't even have a motion on the floor yet.
All right, I will move approval of the proposal.
Moved by Mr. Graham, seconded by.
Second.
Mr. Solomon.
What about the question about food?
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to ask that. Are we having food or not? What's in the staff recommendation? Yes or no?
The staff staff recommendation is no on food, but tell us what food would be worth. Give us an alternative, an alternate that would say, if you did have food, would that change your numbers? So we're not requesting a food proposal, but we are saying that we would like to know what the value of food is.
depends how hungry you are.
I don't know how else to say it.
If I could just add,
how deep can you dig that hole?
If you like, I can keep going.
Just one other comment to that all food is not created equal. One of the ideas that has been put forward is to have something where you come in the morning and order your dinner, like a takeout taxi, and when you come back in the evening, it's there. We don't know if that's economic, if someone would propose on that, but that, you know, conceivably then you could pick it up and take it home and eat. So that's food, but it's a different version of food than what you might normally think of. So there are different variations.
Before Mr. Kaufman gets the floor, I'll say I was riding the Green Line train one night, and Gary and I have talked about this take a taxi idea, where I watched somebody get on their cell phone and call their dinner order in, and they got off at College Park, they went wherever they called the dinner and picked it up. So I said maybe a take a taxi could work on them in some of our stations. Mr. Kaufman and then Mr. Levin.
I guess given my excessive weight, I can question, I
I've
guess.
Got you beat there.
Yeah. But I think reframing the being very general to see how it just changes food, we all know the answer would be well. But the idea, which I am intrigued by, this idea of a takeout taxi drop off or something like that, how we would find it. That seems intriguing. I think we're pursuing. Matter is that specific set food, but food only, that the goal is to see what it would mean if we had the size of how much to pursue that or not. But food in general, I don't think we're ready to go there.
And I think that's been our thoughts too, that obviously, even if it were worth a lot of money to have a fast food franchise in the paid area of a station, that would clearly be not in the best interest of the authority and not in the best. It would cost us more, perhaps, than it would generate because of the implications for cleanliness and whatnot. So the point was, are there food-related opportunities that we haven't thought of, that we can't conceive of, and we tend to think of the worst things, too, that may be of value and worth to our customers and of value and worth to the authority? And so we wanted to, in essence, ask the marketplace, evaluate them, and only if they made sense to the authority from a operational standpoint and from a revenue standpoint, would we bring those to the board?
I think of that, Mr. Chairman, as a very good board. If there was some more language involved in those things, clarifying what we mean by the opportunity to offer suggestions, I think it would be
Did you want to offer the language?
Well, I think Dan just provided, I'm saying, between now and certainly approving the moving aside of four, between now and the time it comes to the board, having some of those words put in there.
Right. Can I tell you the language that we have in the approval document would be, since this RFP is intended to generate new revenue for WMATA, proposers will also be asked to submit alternate proposals which include the vending of food and beverages. In accordance with the use regulations, the proposed retail uses will be presented to the board for approval. Proposals demonstrate that the sale of food and beverages would generate significant additional revenue for WMATA. Land will submit the best proposals to the board with and without food so that the board may decide if it desires to amend the use regulations to allow for the sale of food and beverages.
That's contract language. I think it was the policy.
Okay. You want more specific language related to
take out taxi operation.
Yeah.
Take away. Mr. Litton.
I think we need to be very explicit about what we're not talking about. I think Yeah.
The sale of food and beverages for immediate consumption or something like
I mean,
that?
I think we need to be, we have a policy of not having food on our system. I think that needs to be the policy that goes forth with this. And we need consumption
right.
of food.
Consumption.
Okay.
There's food
so
on our
we,
system all the time.
We need to, you know, really kind of lay out what it is that we're trying to do. We're not, we don't want to put McDonald's in there. well, we don't want to take out restaurants that serving food that we're going to have beverages and sandwiches and what have you to consume on our vehicles. I think so. We need to kind of figure out how.
Could I suggest again, sale of food or drink designed for immediate consumption? I mean, I carry my lunch on the system every day. Now I could just hook open the bag and break it out and start chomping away at it. So, but I don't, and it, because it's illegal.
and that's not the picture we want posted.
So maybe there is a way that you know that, that you know retailing types of
what?
Last meal.
Get it again. So again, maybe would that be sufficient so that we're not even getting the mere suggestion of food or beverages designed for immediate consumption?
Any food for sale?
Exactly.
In a bar, any gin for sale?
Currently, we do.
No, I mean in this retail.
In the retail plan, we would ask that there not be any food, although tell us, we ask them for alternatives that did include some form of food.
So it could be open to a takeout taxi operation.
Right.
Whatever we're doing on this, we're not changing the policy.
Exactly right.
Oh, that's right. You're not
changing.
Your turn.
Mrs. Mack, go ahead.
I want to build on Gordon's idea. We should discuss what is acceptable to us and then ask for proposals within whatever we determine we in whatever way we would accept the sale of food. I don't think we should ask just openly for suggestions without some parameters given to whoever's going to propose. And perhaps we should have that discussion outside of this proposal, because that is a more complicated, complex issue and does indeed call to question whether or not we would be changing our policy. So if we separated this out from this other proposal and then had another request that starts out by saying we are not changing our policy, but then goes on to talk about the parameters within which we would get requests, that might clear that up.
I think
separate food out of
The one benefit of approaching it in this way is that we would get then ideas from the marketplace, things that we probably haven't even thought of here. So before we go and determine the parameters, it might be nice to know the universe of opportunity and then decide from that list as presented by these bidders. You know, some of it is going to be pretty obvious that that's not our interest. Perhaps if we could give the bidders clearer sense, though, of the parameters, this, you know, something not designed for immediate consumption. But then at least they would come back recognizing that as the consistent with our existing non-consumption, you know, rules against consumption, clearly designed not to be consumed immediately, then it doesn't work.
A bag of potato chips.
Right, but a bag of potato chips is allowable. It's allowable on the system now.
Immediate consumption is not the distinction. All food is for consumption. And the issue isn't when they consume it, it's which direction they're going. Because if they're walking out, then they can eat the candy bar.
Right.
It's the walking in that's the problem.
Right.
I mean, that has like groceries down there, so it's all going to be food for immediate consumption, essentially. So I think if you can figure out another way to distinguish this, then maybe we do need to separate this.
Mr. Whitman.
I'm in agreement with Ms. Mack. I think we need to separate this. Take it out of solicitation at this point and address it separately. I think that's the cleanest way to do it.
But if you leave it in, you get more ideas coming back to us.
That doesn't eliminate the possibility of getting new ideas. It depends on how you frame the question.
Yeah. Well, just to expand on, I think there should be some way that we can gather some information from the industry of sale without us having it as a parameter here, and simply let us sort that out and let this go forward and come back with some other details that we can then procure what we need. It just seems like we would answer our question in the direction that we want it now rather than have to sort through unknowns.
Mr. Zimmer?
I agree with that completely. I mean, this is really exciting. We've got to be split the time talking about one gives us trouble. And this is a great thing. It's a big loss of the system.
It is.
To move to providing this kind of service. And, you know, a lot of us have talked about it over the years. There's always been 100 different reasons to not do it. And now we're looking at going forward to do it. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
And we, you know, let's take the food issue aside. And, you know, maybe we'll approach that. But why don't we focus on what's exciting here, that's new, and offer some new service to our customers.
And I think we should not just focus, Mr. Chairman. I think we should, this is not just revenue. This is an opportunity for to eliminate trip chaining and give people convenience within the system. I think we should stop, you know, this should not go out, because I think anybody's followed transportation, the whole issue of trip chaining and people being able to have conveniences so they don't need their automobile is the objective here. It's not, you know, we're not. How much money do you have? I mean, it's okay for this to be sized within our, you know, development area, but I think we need to frame it as what it is for our customers.
There seems to be consensus amongst this committee that we're very excited about this proposal, but we'd like a little word swept up. Is that correct?
I think it's just take the food part out of it for now, go forward with everything else.
Okay.
Staff can find out other possibilities without.
Exactly.
Are you clear on that?
Yeah,
I had a motion.
Yeah. Motion by Mayor.
So I'll amend my motion to align with Mr. Zimmerman's comment.
All those in favor of the motion as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Go for it.
Thank you very
Next
much.
Next is joint development.
This is just an information item following up on the last meeting. We said that we would form a task force, and you have in the packet the ideas that the staff has put together to do it. The idea is to take a comprehensive look at the joint development program and look at any ways we can find to improve it. The concept is to have stakeholders, citizens groups certainly, local jurisdictional planners, developers who bid with us, and get whatever comments we can from them on ways to improve the program. And the end result of this is to bring back to the board a revised joint development guidelines and procedures that incorporates all the best ideas that we get.
Mr. Graham?
I have real questions about this, and I'm sorry I wasn't at the last meeting when apparently this was discussed. But when I think our joint development policies have actually been working very well, there has been some very extraordinary and unusual controversies associated with one or two stations. But with all the things that we've got to do, with all the energies that we need, at this particular point, create this effort. And with whatever it's going to require, just doesn't seem to me to make sense at this. I know this is not an action item, but having worked a lot with joint development with this authority and seen how we did a major revision just a few years ago, which was very constituent, very consumer-oriented, and with one or two extraordinary exceptions, it's worked extremely well. So on the theory that, well, why are we fixing something that isn't broken, that's, you know, I have some real reluctance about acquiescing. So I would hope that I would encourage you to reconsider this action.
I think we're just simply briefing the board on a proposal that we have to move forward to work closer with the community partners, development partners, and the neighboring jurisdictions to try to see if there are other ways that we can, through our already excellent and well-recognized joint development process, improve it. And I think it's simply asking the question and engaging in dialogue. There have been community concerns raised. There have been concerns raised by developers, whether we're, in fact, open enough to enough types of developers. And there have been concerns raised by jurisdictional partners, whether our process has been has involved them soon enough in the process. I also think that there's an opportunity for us to look at ways that we can work more actively as a member of the community to understand the value of the asset that we have, the value of the asset we're providing, and to help work through planning with the community to ensure that they're recognizing that as well. So this is really to just start and engage in a continuing dialogue around our joint development process to make it better. Not to change it, not to scrap it, but to simply make it better and make sure we've heard all the comments from those people who participated.
Mr. Litton?
Well, I for one strongly support both the effort, but I also strongly support the comments that Mr. Tangerini just made. I think from my old seat, Ramada has always been recognized as a leader in the area of development, and I think nobody's taking anything away from that. But I think we can always do better. I just presided over two hearings in Montgomery County on two projects, and from those two hearings, listening to some of the citizens' input and questions, we went back and started examining some of the things that we could do. I think by aggressively initiating those type of interactions, the kind of outreach that Mr. Tangerini has tried to do recently, I think building on that is to our betterment. And if this is going to lead us to do that, I think we should pursue it. So I would support it.
Thank you, Mr. Litton. Mr. Solomon.
Yeah, I just have some questions about the role of the task force, how long it's going to be in place, at the time frame. I see you have September to December, but it's going to make a report to the real estate committee. This could be a dangerous venture as well as a useful one. It's a question because, you know, what's the parameter we give it and how we're going to make it set forth. Give an example. When I first got on this board, there was a developer looking to sign a subcontract at one of the stations, and a decision was made to rebid that property. That developer eventually sued the lot and the lot won in the federal district court. But in the interim, there was a state senator who put in legislation to create a task force just like this, at least on the surface. There was a couple of council members in the county I'm from create a task force because it was their view that WMATA was the problem. Get WMATA out of the way. Let us do the development in our county. I thought that was a bad idea then. I opposed it. Both of those legislations failed. But you just have to be careful on who gets on the task force, what the purpose of the task force and what its role is going to be. It could help us in some ways, but it could be a real problem if we're not careful.
Any other comments?
I'll just add, what we put in, having been part of the, you know, recent division of these policies, I mean, what we have right now is extremely strong. And I suppose there's a way to strengthen it even further, but it's very strong in terms of engaging the neighborhood stakeholders. You know, and I mean, as it is right now, I'm just going to say I can't imagine it being any stronger than what it is in terms of what developers have to do well in advance of the process. And this came out of several joint development problems that we had early on in my service on this board. So, I mean, I'm just thinking of all the things that we could be devoting energies to, and I look at the number of internal agencies that are going to be involved in this and the amount of time. I mean, you know this is going to take weeks and weeks of effort. And absent some Yeah, I guess I'd want to know more about a tangible problem that is endemic to our policy. Not, you know, hey, we don't like this. Or, hey, this particular joint development project is objectionable for the following reason. But if I had a better sense of that, maybe I would be more at peace with this. And I don't want you to go into it right now, but because this is not an action item. But I'm just expressing my reservations of still another task force, another planning exercise, and wondering about just what the need for it is. And I'd be glad to discuss this with you outside the meeting.
Mr. Call.
Just briefly, this is certainly, I view it the same way that Dan outlined it, an opportunity to strengthen a model system. Certainly when we had the public session discussion at the end, a lot of questions were raised. Questions that if we had done some more of the type of things that here, we'd pass any Caesars and Architects. So having evidence of this deliberative thought process, I think one that helps make our case for the value of the joint development program in Vermont.
Thank you, Mr. Call.
I'm in Vienna, Caesars Lifetime. Just a little.
Have a seat or
forgive me, I just couldn't.
Yeah, I was trying to get Gordian Caesars Lifetime.
Mr. Kaufman, I tend to agree with you because we have that Central Avenue corridor that we've worked with a number of people at Prince George's County on, and the more people involved, I think the better we are here. So I thank you for your informational item, and if there's no others, I would like to move that the board meet in real estate committee executive session to discuss contractual matters consistent with board procedure Roman numeral 6.4. All those in favor? Second by Mr. Smith. All those in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, may I ask for a motion?
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. I would like
that,
to move.
That carried, by the way.
Okay. I would like to move that we meet an executive session to discuss a personnel matter.
Second. Moved by Mrs. Mack and second by Mr. Zimmer. Does the board meet an executive session for personnel matter? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Aye. 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 Aye.